Morning Watch, Philippians Week 5, Pursuing Christ as Our Goal, Philippians chapter 3, verses 11 through 21. Wednesday, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Related verses. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. But Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand on the plow and looks behind is fit for the kingdom of God." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day. And not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 and 36. Do not cast away, therefore, your boldness, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, in order that, having done the will of God, you may obtain the promise. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance, and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us, looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. But I consider my life of no account, as if precious to myself, in order that I may finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to solemnly testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Note 4, referencing the word called. To be called upward is for the obtaining of the prize to which God has called us from above, from the heavens. This heavenly calling corresponds with the heavenly commonwealth in verse 20. It is not an earthly calling like that given to the children of Israel in the flesh. This upward calling is to take possession of Christ, whereas the earthly calling to the children of Israel was to take possession of the physical land. Portions from the Life Study Messages. The goal toward which we are pursuing is the full enjoyment of Christ, and the prize is the extra enjoyment of Christ. I believe this extra portion of the enjoyment of Christ will be in the millennial kingdom. In the millennial kingdom, the overcomers will enjoy Christ in an extraordinary way. This extraordinary enjoyment of Christ corresponds to the out-resurrection in verse 11. This out-resurrection can be illustrated by the experience of a few members of a high school graduating class. At the time of graduation, a few outstanding students will enjoy an extra portion. Although hundreds of students may graduate at the same time, only a small number will enjoy the special portion. In like manner, all believers who die before the Lord comes back will be resurrected, but some will enjoy an extraordinary resurrection, an outstanding resurrection. Paul speaks of this as the out-resurrection from among the dead. A prize to those believers who are successful in running the New Testament race. Many Christians hold the concept that as long as they are resurrected when the Lord comes back, they will not have any problems. This concept is wrong. There will be a distinction not only between the resurrection of the believers and the unbelievers, but also a distinction among Christians at the time of resurrection. Yes, we shall all be resurrected, but many will participate in resurrection merely in a common way. They will not enjoy the out-resurrection. They will be like the majority of a high school graduating class. Others, however, will enjoy the extra portion of resurrection. They will be like the few out of the graduating class who enjoy an outstanding graduation. Some Christians may not agree with the interpretation that the goal and the prize in chapter 3, verse 14 are related to the millennial kingdom. But no matter how we interpret this verse, the fact remains that there is a goal for us to reach and a prize for us to gain. I do not insist on my interpretation of this verse, but I would point you to the goal and the prize. In order to reach the goal and gain the prize, you must run in a proper way. Otherwise, you will come short of the goal and fail to receive the prize. Do not be content with the fact that as a believer you will be resurrected. Yes, you will graduate in resurrection, but will you have the extra portion of resurrection? Do not be under the influence of the teachings popular with Christians today, that all believers will be kings in the millennium. All true believers are eternally saved. However, not all Christians will be on the same level as far as reward is concerned. The time Christ comes back will be the time of reward. Whether or not we receive a reward from him depends on how we run the race today. In chapter 3, Paul shows us our need to gain Christ. Christ is the goal and also the prize. Do not be distracted by the effort to understand just what kind of prize you will obtain when you reach the goal. What is crucial is that you realize that according to the divine revelation, God has set forth Christ as your goal and prize. Furthermore, he has called you to stretch forth toward the goal.